Dear Kay, I wanted to write you a letter, one little sister of an angel to another. Firstly, let me tell you that we have freaking superpowers because of it. How many people get to say that they have a powerful guardian angel sister watching over them always? I don't believe in everything happens for a reason, but I do believe in silver linings. A good that can come out of an inexplicable bad. And a guardian angel sister is one such thing. When I was 9 or so, I was absolutely terrified of sleeping in my bed. Don't ask me why, but for some reason I felt any number of scary things could come and steal me away from my cozy bed and room. I lay awake for hours each night, listening to every sound and oftentimes going to get my parents. And then one night my mom pulled out a picture of Cameron, my older sister angel, from her photo album, and gave it to me to sleep with under my pillow. Cameron was looking over me always, and thus I was safe. As I lay there in my bunk bed, right hand under my pillow fingering Cameron's photo, I felt a deep sense of calm settle within me, and I quietly fell asleep. I slept with that photograph under my pillow every night, from 9 years old to 17 years old, and still do on occasion when I need it. I'm 19, by the way, as I write this. I want you to know that it's okay if you don't think about H all the time. There are days or weeks where Cameron does not cross my mind. That doesn't make me or you a bad younger sister. It just means we are living our lives as Cameron and H want us to. And even if I am not thinking about Cameron, I know she's there, looking up for me anyways, shining with confidence within me. I also want you to know that it might be weird sometimes to be the only one who doesn't remember H. I know Cameron from her pictures, but while the rest of my family has some, if not many, concrete images and memories of Cameron from her life, I have none. You will be the same. But that does not mean that your love for her or her love for you shines any duller. It is just a different sort of love, radiating from a deeper trust in H's existence. I want you to know that you might often be told you are the bright light that was necessary to have during the potential darkness and sadness of H's last months in this world. And that, Kay, is a beautiful and gorgeous gift you gave your family and their friends. It is a gift I reportedly gave my family as well. But I also want you to know that you do not always have to be that light. You can be down, feel sad, ask time and space of your parents. You can be imperfect, messy, even a disaster at times if you need. You entered the world a joy among the mixed joy and sadness of H, and I promise you will always be that light and joy, even if you are low at times, as you inevitably will be. I want you to know that it's okay if when people ask how many siblings you have, you don't always include H in the count. It is not lying or hiding H to sometimes simplify things when first meeting others. H will not be mad at you. Again, you are living your life as best you can, and she is proud. K, I want you to know that it might feel weird sometimes to become close friends with someone and not have them know about H yet. While I do not always think actively about Cameron, as I told you, I do feel she is a part of me and my family identity. I believe you might feel the same about H. So feel free to share H with people as early as you would like. A moment will not always perfectly present itself to tell people about her, so do it whenever feels right to you, even if it is awkwardly placed. There will be different reactions, I'm sorries and ohs. Maybe it will be awkward. But I can also tell you that it is nice to know that other people know about H. Finally, I want you to know you can give H things if you need to. Worries, anxieties, joys, that's what older sisters are for. Sometimes, when I'm carrying around a worry for what feels like too long, I close my eyes, breathe the worry out and into an imaginary balloon, and watch it float up, up, up into the sky, until Cameron catches it and takes care of it for me. Sometimes she opens a deep drawer in the clouds and places my new balloon among all the old ones, storing it for me so I can feel lighter. I think taking care of me like this makes her happy, as I think it would make H happy as well. Perhaps H and Cameron have our drawers next to each other as they help watch over the two of us and everyone else in our families down here. I want you to know H loves you forever, and I, who barely know you yet, love you too. XOX, Lizzie.